we have a major killer heat wave coming in, not only here in this nation, but in Europe. And there's going to be blackouts, and there's going to be power outages, and people are going to lose their lives.
That's coming this summer?
That's coming this summer. And Art, what I didn't understand is I got it twice. I didn't know if it was two separate heat waves this year or if it was this year and next year. I'm not sure. I'm just not. And yet here we've got flooding going on, and we've got fires going on.
Yes.
We've got flooding so severe this year all the way into the fall that highways and bridges will be underwater, that levees and dams will not hold, and I see landslides, and I haven't even talked about tornadoes yet.
No, of course, we just had a horrid, you know what happened.
Yeah. Wait till you see the clusters or tornadoes that will hit in areas that have been rarely touched. You're going to have weather extremes. You're going to have storms that are so violent they'll make history.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That really, it doesn't surprise me. With the changing, the way the weather patterns are changing and our climate is changing, with the additional heat, there have to be more storms, and they have to be more violent. Heat equals energy equals violent storms.
And that's the kind of suffering I'm seeing and the kind of devastation that I'm seeing. The only thing I could do is warn.
Yeah.
And hope to God that it's not as bad as I'm seeing it, that it's only going to be in a certain area and it can be handled, but sometimes what I'm seeing is not in just a small vicinity.
Are there any safe, relatively safer areas to be in, Evelyn?
Right now, Art, I'm not sure. I'll tell you why. Because all of the elements seem to be coming into focus. They seem to be coming into power. And so, therefore, before when I thought that the Central Plains would be okay, now I don't. I know that Florida, again, this year is going to have to be very careful. We haven't talked about the hurricane season. And it's going to be early. It's going to be severe. And I know that there will be two major, major hurricanes.
Two big ones. You're talking about hurricanes that hit
land, okay, and it's again the Gulf Coast, so Florida, as well as Texas and Alabama and New Orleans have got to be careful.
Well, New Orleans can't take another hit, not another big hit.
I don't feel it's going to be that big a hit, but I'm worried about two, and I don't know exactly if they're going to be veered off or not.
Joe in Delaware wants to know if you have had any visions or warnings about terrorism.
I think part of the terrorism that I saw was the fires that were going to be started by arson by a group of individuals, not just the crazies that are out there that normally start arsons, but I had a group of individuals that I felt were planning arson fires that were in more than one state. And that was the only thing I had picked up about that. But what I did pick up, and I don't know if this is a terrorism plot or not, but there's going to be riots this summer. Now, it's not a done deal yet, but I felt that there's going to be civil unrest started in major cities, and it would be this summer, and something was going to set it off. But it could be stopped. I mean, it's not a done deal yet, but it's in a planning stage.
Do you have any clue?
I got it was major cities.
What
Chicago,
sets it off?
Well, yeah. L.A. Major riots were going to be started by something, and it was in the heat of the summer. And I says, I don't know if it's the heat that's also causing it, but something triggers it. And what I was hoping for that I would get enough knowledge ahead of time so I could figure out what would be the trigger and maybe stop it.
Stop it. Yeah. Is time, Evelyn, able to be manipulated that way? Are you convinced?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, it can be. There's a curve, and sometimes you get lucky. I don't know the exact way of doing it, but sometimes, yeah, I can accomplish it, and I don't know how. I don't have all the answers, Art. I wish I did.
And then is there a time when an event becomes inevitable and unstoppable?
Yeah.
How do you know when it's to that point?
It would be like the one that had the earthquake in 2004 that I saw. when it was a 9.2,
right,
and that tsunami hit, that was something that could not be stopped. That was the Earth and Mother Earth just unleashing itself, and there's more to come of that. Not just in earthquakes, but in volcanoes.
That's an earth change. So I can see that would be unstoppable. But I guess when it's in the hands of human beings with free will, then maybe?
That can be stopped. That can be stopped. Especially like this virus that I keep feeling is going to be unleashed. I keep worrying about this one.
When you say virus, you're not talking about computers.
No. I'm talking about a health scare that becomes a virus like flu-like symptoms is the only thing I can pick up, but it's very deadly, and it's going to take some time for them to find something to combat it.
When you say unleashed, Evelyn,
yeah,
do you mean by Mother Nature or man's hand?
Man's hand, deliberate.
Brother.
I don't know if it's accidental or not, but I felt deliberate. And I'm not sure when it's coming. I don't know if it's this year or not, but I keep getting it, and I've gotten it too many times.
Okay.
And it's gotten to be a scare where there's a panic that starts to set in because people are not aware of what it is.
Any idea where it begins?
Here.
In the United States.
Yeah, we get it here. I don't know if it starts here, but we get it here.